Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. Now, in lesson 62, we're introducing a new tense. Until now, we've been looking at the present and at the perfect tense. But now it's time to introduce the imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used in particular situations when talking in the past. And by the time you've listened to this lesson, you'll understand when to use the imperfect. I hope that you find this lesson useful. Now, we've already learned the perfect tense. We've learned it with avoir verbs, we've learned it with être verbs, we've learned it with the reflexive verbs, and we now even know how to put I and en into sentences in the perfect tense. However, the perfect tense is only used in certain situations in the past. For example, telling a story. So, for example, il est arrivé à la maison. What's that, Anna?
He arrived at the house.
Il est entré.
He went inside.
Il a parlé avec Sidonie.
He talked to someone with a French name.
Yeah, Sidonie is a girl's name in France. I used to have a friend called Sidonie when I lived in France. I wonder what she's doing now. Anyway, so we are telling a story here. They're narrative, so we use the perfect tense. Now, the imperfect tense is what fills in all the other details, because the imperfect tense is used to describe things in the past. There are actually a number of ways that we use the imperfect tense, and we're going to concentrate on one of them today. I want you to imagine the situation. Let's go back to our story. So he arrived at the house, he went inside, he spoke to Sidonie. But as he was speaking to Sidonie, the vampire appeared at the top of the stairs. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to translate that, Anna. While he was speaking to Sidonie, that was what was happening when something else happened.
Okay.
So if we think of while he was speaking as the ongoing thing, then the vampire appearing is the thing that interrupts that ongoing thing. Now, in French, the ongoing thing uses the imperfect tense, and the interruption uses the perfect tense, because the interruption is part of the narrative, it's what happened, whereas the ongoing thing is setting the scene, if you like. Now, whenever I've taught the imperfect tense in the past, I've always got this image of my mind, almost like a barrel rolling along the ground, and I'm actually doing that rolling sign, if you like, here with my hands, because I'm kind of making a wheel with my hands and moving them around. That's the rolling motion of the imperfect tense. So as he was talking to Sidonie, something else happened. And if that is the roller, the imperfect tense, as he was speaking to Sidonie, then the perfect tense which interrupts it is the thtum. Now, I'm taking both my hands together and stabbing them downwards. So there's a roller. He was speaking to Sidonie. And then, thtum, the vampire appeared. Now, I should say right now that the word thtum, spelled T-H-T-O-O-M, does not exist. It's just the word that I've invented to describe the perfect tense when it interrupts the imperfect tense. So you've got your roller. Your hands are rolling in a wheel motion. And then, thtum. So he was speaking to Sidonie when, thtum, the vampire appeared at the top of the stairs. The boys were playing football on the playing fields when, thtum, a dog ran onto the pitch. We were recording Coffee Break French when, thtum, the phone rang, okay, and interrupted our recording. So, thtums interrupt rollers. The perfect tense interrupts the imperfect. Now, each time we've used an example of an imperfect in English, we've used was doing or were doing. While we were recording Coffee Break French. While the boys were playing football. As he was talking to Sidonie. And then when the perfect tense interrupts, it's a straightforward past tense in English, a simple past. The vampire appeared. The dog ran onto the pitch. The phone rang. So it's this pattern of having an imperfect with a perfect tense in French. The imperfect being the roller, the ongoing thing, and the perfect being the thtum, the thing that interrupts. Does that make sense, Anna?
Yeah, it does.
Good. Now, we've talked a little bit so far about how we use the imperfect tense then as the ongoing action that might be interrupted by a perfect tense. We haven't actually conjugated the imperfect tense. Let's take the verb parler, as we tend to do, the verb to speak, a regular ER verb, and let's conjugate it in the imperfect tense. To form the imperfect, we go to the nous form of the present tense. So how do you say we speak?
Nous parlons.
Nous parlons. Okay, so it's the ONS ending. So we go to that form and then add a set of endings. And the endings are as follows. Je parlais.
Je parlais.
Tu parlais.
Tu parlais.
Il parlait.
Il parlait.
Elle parlait.
Elle parlait.
Now, this E sound at the end of the word sounds as if it's exactly the same for je, tu, il and elle. However, the je and the tu parts are A-I-S and the il and elle parts are A-I-T. In both situations, the S and the T are silent. Je parlais, tu parlais, il parlait, elle parlait. Anna, can you repeat that?
Je parlais, tu parlais, il parlait, elle parlait.
Now, this AIS or AIT at the end of these words is quite a tricky sound to make because what we've got to try and avoid doing is making it sound the same as the sound E, for example, in café. Okay? Whereas with je parlais, it's more of an E sound, almost like E in bed. Je parlais.
Je parlais.
Now, this will change ever so slightly depending on where you are in France. So far, we've looked at the je, tu, il and elle forms of the imperfect tense. Let's now consider the nous, vous, il plural and elle plural form. Nous is nous parlions.
Nous parlions.
Now, notice how similar that is to nous parlons in the present. Nous parlons, present. Nous parlions, in the imperfect.
Nous parlons. Nous parlions.
Okay. Vous parliez.
Vous parliez.
Okay, so exactly the same thing's happening here. Vous parlez in the present. Vous parliez in the imperfect.
Vous parlez. Vous parliez.
Très bien. And then the il form, the il plural form, is il parlait.
Il parlait.
Sound familiar?
It certainly does.
Okay. And elle parlait.
Elle parlait.
But I'm sure that your existing knowledge of French verbs already makes you quite convinced that il parlait in the singular and il parlait in the plural are going to be spelt in a different way. They've got a different ending. And in fact, the il plural form is spelt P-A-R-L and the ending is A-I-E-N-T. Il parlait.
Il parlait.
So again, there's a silent E-N-T at the end of the il form. And the L form is exactly the same. Elle parlait.
Elle parlait.
Très bien. Okay. Let's go through the whole verb, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about how we're going to translate this imperfect tense. Je parlais.
Je parlais.
Tu parlais.
Tu parlais.
Il parlait.
Il parlait.
Elle parlait.
Elle parlait.
Nous parlions.
Nous parlions.
Vous parliez.
Vous parliez.
Il parlait.
Il parlait.
Elle parlait.
Elle parlait.
Okay. This is the imperfect tense of parler. Now, je parlais, you could translate that as I was speaking. Je parlais.
Je parlais.
For example, je parlais avec ta mère quand tu es arrivée. What would that mean, Anna?
I was talking to your mum when you arrived.
Exactly. Je parlais avec ta mère quand tu es arrivée. So I was talking to your mum, that's the ruler, when you arrived. Thtum. You're arriving interrupted my talking to your mum. Okay? Tu parlais, for example, tu parlais avec ton copain quand le téléphone a sonné.
So you were talking to your friend when the telephone rang.
Okay, so tu parlais, you were talking. Il parlait, we're kind of getting the idea here, il parlait en espagnol quand il a éternué. Now, do you know what éternuer means, Anna?
No idea.
Éternuer is to sneeze. So, il parlait en espagnol quand il a éternué.
Il a parlé en espagnol.
Non, 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 attention. Il parlait en espagnol.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Il parlait en espagnol quand il a éternué.
Éternué. It's the verb éternuer, quand il a éternué.
Quand il a éternué.
Okay, so he was speaking in Spanish when he sneezed. Not suggesting for a moment that speaking in Spanish makes you sneeze, but il parlait en espagnol quand il a éternué. So he was speaking in Spanish when he sneezed. So you're getting the idea. He was doing something, we were doing something, he was speaking, we were speaking, you were speaking, they were speaking, and so on. So one of the most common translations of the imperfect tense is was or were doing something. And note that you don't always need an interruption. Okay, so we were walking along the beach. There's nothing to say that you need to have an interruption when you're was or were doing something. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, Anna, we're going to put this to the test. We've looked at parler as a regular ER verb. You know lots and lots of regular ER verbs already. So I'm going to give you some phrases in English to translate into French using regular ER verbs, and I want you to put them into the imperfect tense. D'accord?
Easy.
Très bien. Okay, numéro un. And Anna, remember to give our listeners a chance to think about this before you answer, okay?
Okay.
Numéro un. She was speaking French. Anna?
Elle parlait français.
Elle parlait français. You could also say elle parlait en français. She was speaking in French. Okay, numéro deux. I was playing the piano. Anna, can you try that one?
Je jouais du piano.
Je jouais du piano. Très bien. Je jouais du piano. Remember, when you're playing an instrument, it's jouer de. And obviously, the piano is le piano, so jouer du piano. Now, let's try another one with jouer, and this time it's playing a sport. So number three, we were playing tennis.
Nous jouions au tennis.
Très bien. It's quite tricky to say that one. Nous jouions. Jouions.
Jouions.
Nous jouions au tennis.
Nous jouions au tennis.
And when you're playing a sport, it's jouer à quelque chose. So jouer à plus le tennis becomes jouer au tennis. OK. Numéro 4. Marie and Evelyne were singing in the church.
Marie et Evelyne chantaient à l'église.
OK, Marie et Evelyne chantaient à l'église. They were singing at the church. If they were actually singing inside the church, for example, if you're outside the church and they're singing inside the church, then you could say dans l'église, okay, giving the idea of inside the church. But Marie et Evelyne chantaient à l'église sounds fine. Numéro 5. I was working at the market. Anna.
Je travaillais au marché.
Très bien. Je travaillais au marché. Now, that's a good one because we can see the different sounds between travaillais and marché. Two different sounds, E and E. Je travaillais au marché.
Je travaillais au marché.
Très bien. Okay, number 6. Try this one. They were eating in the restaurant.
Ils mangeaient au restaurant.
Très bien. Now, this is actually really quite an interesting one because manger is spelled M-A-N-G-E-R. Now, if we follow the rules, then we go to the nous form of the present tense. And Anna, can you tell me anything that happens in the nous form of the present tense with manger?
You have to drop the er and then add ons.
You would drop the ER and add ONS, but that would end up with something that sounds like nous mangons.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you keep in there in the present tense?
You keep in the E.
That's right. You keep in the E to make sure that the G still sounds soft. So nous mangeons.
Nous mangeons.
Okay. So that E stays in there because the rule is we go to the nous form of the present tense and take off the ending, ONS. Okay, so that okay. E stays in there when we're making the imperfect tense and we get il mangeait.
Il mangeait.
Okay, and je mangeais, tu mangeais, il mangeait, and so on. And that is therefore spelled M-A-N-G-E plus your imperfect ending. So A-I-S, or in this case, A-I-E-N-T. Il mangeait au restaurant. And it's really important that we remember to keep that E in there. Otherwise, it would sound il mangeait au restaurant, and that doesn't sound nice at all.
No.
So to keep the J sound of the G, we need to keep the E in. Now, just while we're talking about this one, I'm glad we brought this one up, while we're talking about it, let's think of the nous and the vous forms. The nous and vous forms both have I's in them, don't they? Mm-hmm. Nous mangions, vous mangiez. Now, I works the same way in French as E. It keeps the G soft. So in those ones, we don't need the E.
Okay.
So nous mangions is spelled M-A-N-G-I-O-N-S.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And vous mangiez, again, is spelled M-A-N-G-I-E-Z. Because the I has the same function as the E in je mangeais, tu mangeais, il mangeait, elle mangeait, and so on. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go two more and then we'll finish off. So number 7. Were you listening to the radio this morning? Now, Anna, this one's a question. So we know that there are three different ways normally of making a question in French. Can you give me one of them? Perhaps the Est-ce que version?
Yes, of course. Est-ce que tu écoutais de la radio ce matin?
Almost right. De la radio would give the idea of, were you listening to some radio this morning? Whereas we're just saying, were you listening to the radio? So it's, est-ce que tu écoutais la radio?
Okay.
Écouter de la musique, to listen to some music. But because the radio is a specific thing that you are listening to, then it's just écouter la radio. So, est-ce que tu écoutais la radio ce matin?
Est-ce que tu écoutais la radio ce matin?
Okay, let's think about the alternative question forms. We can simply raise our voice and make the statement into a question by raising our voice at the end. So, you were listening to the radio this morning?
Tu écoutais la radio ce matin?
Tu écoutais la radio ce matin? And then the other one is the inversion, which would become, écoutais-tu la radio ce matin?
Écoutais-tu la radio ce matin?
Okay, and very last question, translate into French. I was dancing with Jean-Claude last night.
Je dansais avec Jean-Claude hier soir.
Good. Hier soir, yesterday evening. It's the same as last night. So, je dansais avec Jean-Claude hier soir. Okay, there's more testing your understanding of the imperfect tense in this week's bonus podcast. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.